Welcome to the United Adoration podcast series, A Place of Beauty. This series is a companion to our devotional of the same name. Here we invite artists and non-artists alike to meditate on scripture, consider their identity, struggles, and creative process in the light of the true Creator, the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today is Monday, the 14th of February, 2022, the sixth Monday of Epiphany. Jeff Gilliland sings Strongholds.
God of redemption, your eyes see differently than mine. You see my heart restored beyond what I can recognize. No matter how deep I've held a false belief, your truth is strong enough break its grip on me. And every stronghold is coming down. All the pride that stands against you coming down. And all the lies that I've agreed with, I tear down. I renounce the coming down, the coming down, the coming down. Redemption, you confront my heart with the love of heaven. In the midst of every wound, you show me you are present. Just as I am given freely the grace that I receive.
Today's reading is from the letter to the Hebrews, the 8th chapter, starting at the 8th verse.
It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors on the day when I took them by the hand and led them out of the land of Egypt. For they did not continue in my covenant, and so I had no concern for them, says the Lord. This is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their minds and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall not teach one another or say to each other, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. For I will be merciful toward their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more. In speaking of a new covenant, he has made the first one obsolete, and what is obsolete and growing old will soon disappear.
It's human nature to allow others to tell us who we are, or to even insist that we somehow know how to define ourselves. Whose voice are you listening to for your affirmation and worth as an artist? Should they have a say? Take time now to ask the one who spoke the world into being to talk with you about who you are in his eyes. In the United Adoration Devotional, A Place of Beauty, singer-songwriter, writer, and pianist Catherine Miller writes, The golden calf did not reflect the glory of God, though it was beautifully crafted and made with gold. Consider the piece you are currently working on or planning on starting. How do you hope to glorify God in its creation? How may you be tempted to honor someone or something else above the Lord? Listen to the scripture a second time, giving thanks to the Lord that his new covenant promises that we have the mind of Christ and the guidance of the Holy Spirit in our work.
It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors on the day when I took them by the hand and led them out of the land of Egypt. For they did not continue in my covenant, and so I had no concern for them, says the Lord. This is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their minds and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall not teach one another or say to each other, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. For I will be merciful toward their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more. In speaking of a new covenant, he has made the first one obsolete, and what is obsolete and growing old will soon disappear.
The Lord says, I will be merciful toward their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more. Our Father knows that our hearts are prone to wander, especially in seasons of trial and weariness. consider again your current piece or project. What is the cry of your heart that keeps you coming back to this work, even when you are tired or feel as though you have failed? Let us pray. Lord, lead me in the path of righteousness. May what I create serve to glorify you. May I, your sheep, hear your voice and respond when you call. I was created to glorify you, God. May I grow in my union with you, for you are the Lord God who created me and gave me life. Fill me with your vision to do your work in the world. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.